if you're not paying your bills, it may not be wise to have a Facebook profile. Bill collectors are now using Facebook to get the whereabouts of people delinquent on their payments. And that's not all they're using the internet for. We get details from Danielle Kurtz-Laban, business and economics reporter for U.S. News and World Report. Hey, Danielle.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So this works in cases where people who owe money have moved and, of course, not given a forwarding address, right?
Right, yes. I've spoken to a lot of debt collectors, and there's technology has just really changed the game. It used to be a few decades ago that the white pages was a lot of what they had to go on. And now, of course, there's LinkedIn and Facebook if you have public information up there. And you are evading your debts, or the debt collector cannot find you. Yes, they can find your new city there, and sometimes even more information. For example, if you have not paid your debt and you get a new job, and some people, you know, perhaps might tell a debt collector, you know, that they don't have a job. But if you update that on LinkedIn, then debt collectors say that that can happen, where they find that new job and say, oh, well, there may be wages to garnish.
How prevalent is this use of Facebook by debt collectors?
From what I understand, it's pretty prevalent. Now, there are strict rules guiding this, as well as debt collectors' activities in any medium. For example, they can't legally go on your Facebook page and say, hey, you owe us a debt. That would be a violation of your privacy. Your friends could see it. That would not be good, of course. But they can go on and, you know, look for where you are. And really, debt collectors, if you legitimately owe a debt and they want to find you, they will use whatever means necessary, as long as they're not breaking any of those strict rules.
How else are debt collectors using the internet to find people?
Well, like I said, there's also LinkedIn, and of course there's Facebook, but also there are different tools they can use. For example, there is a type of thing they do that is informally called skip tracing, and basically that's using public records. That's using different websites like Accurint.com. They have to sign up for it. They have to be legitimate debt collectors, but that really can help them find, for example, if you own property, different addresses you might have had, different names you might have lived under.
I would assume there's some complaining about this method of debt collecting.
Right, there is, but I mean, I should point out the FTC, I looked up their data, and complaints have gone up in the last few years. However, it's hard to disaggregate what complaints are about Facebook and what are not, but I can tell you that there were 128,000 complaints against debt collectors in 2009. That has risen to 181 in 2011. But like I said, those complaints could be about any range of types of activities, whether it's on the phone or on the internet.
All right. Thank you, Danielle.
Right. Thank you.
Danielle Kurtz-Laban, business and economics reporter with U.S. News and World Report.